Les Mis is now, of course, a theater staple. This month, the University of Arkansas will celebrate the other end of the creative spectrum, brand new works. The Boar's Head Players, the summer company connected to the University of Arkansas Drama Department, is staging the annual new play showcase beginning tomorrow and lasting through late June. There will be two new play readings from MFA students, one each tomorrow and Saturday evening at 7:30, Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. It was at Nadine Baum earlier this week that some other students were working on their contributions for the upcoming new play showcase.
So then, what are we watching?
The struggle between laziness and...
Michael Landman's one-person play class includes four students who've been charged with quite the challenge. Conceive, write, block, and perform a one-person show with about 2.5 weeks to prepare. To hear Michael Landman, associate professor of drama at the university, describe his class, it sounds like a one-person performance boot camp.
They've already had 3 weeks of... seven different projects they've presented, created, written, acted, and directed of their own, which immediately go to what we call the magma core part of a human being. Why are you in the theater? What is it you must say to your audiences? When you go to the theater, what do you like to see? And we explore playing multiple characters. We explore comedy. We explore historical figures, and it's very fast and very intense, but it helps them get in touch with the essence of who they are as a performer.
Now, in advance of their performances as part of the new play showcase, the four students are polishing their first ever performance of this type. Nick Saban, one of the students in the class, is an actor, not a playwright. He says he's never done anything quite like this before, which is exactly why he decided to take the class, even though he had no clue what his one-person show would be.
It really kind of teaches you to put yourself out there and to embrace what it is that you have the potential to do.
Nick and his three fellow students will perform their first ever one-person shows, each between 15 and 35 minutes in length, the nights of June 27th and 28th.
When you are faced with the idea of doing your own, especially when you've never done that before, it's very intimidating, but it's a lot of fun and so far has been well worth it.
There are other one-person shows included in this year's showcase. Larry Luckenbill, a University of Arkansas graduate and a Tony nominee, will present his own works based on the lives of Clarence Darrow and Teddy Roosevelt. Again, Michael Landman with the University of Arkansas Department of Drama.
And these shows are not being presented for the first time. He's been doing the Clarence Darrow, I understand, for many years, continuing to refine it. And so he knows what works. But when he first presented it, it was the same, not just bravery, but now just sticking your toe in that icy cold water and hoping that you don't sink as you go further in. But clearly, with his two shows, the Teddy Tonight and Clarence Darrow, they've had great success.
Two plays in progress from master's students at the university are also included in the showcase. Todd Taylor's Calculations is a historical play about the invention of calculus. Bob Ford, a co-organizer of the new play showcase, an assistant professor at the university, as well as a published playwright, says the calculation script is nothing short of compelling.
He has culled volumes and volumes of biographical material about Gottfried Leibniz and Sir Isaac Newton and the what's called the priority dispute, who invented the calculus and or who did it first, and turned that fairly dry-sounding topic into a really exciting, dramatic, and touching piece of theater.
That script will be presented tomorrow night at Nadine Baum, and another, Delta Secret by Prince Durin, will be read Saturday night.
He's rewritten certainly the entire second act and big chunks of the play. And it's a beautiful story set in the 30s in Mississippi about an ex-boxer, tenant farmer who... facing this secret that comes up in his family that kind of challenges the bedrock of his own reality. Another gorgeous play what we find over and over again, people leaving these readings and thinking that they actually saw a full production of the play. They forget very quickly that the actors are holding a script. And sometimes I even wonder, do we actually ever need anything other than the actor and the script and audience? And of course you do, but it should be very rich evenings of theater.
The entire new play showcase schedule also includes two evening performances of long-form comedy improv, and on the final night, June 29th, something billed as Unannounced Arrivals, fresh plays developed by the MFA Acting Studio out of an acting technique called the Meisner Technique. Again, Bob Ford.
When you get to the end of the course of this technique, you are doing exercises that look an awful lot like brilliant little scenes. And then you stop that work and start doing scenes that have been pre-written. And I thought, why not stop there? Why not start to actually turn those scenes into plays? And so that's what we're actually doing, a kind of a version of the one-man show, same principle of what do we have in our hearts to say and creating work out of it. So we're trying to do... When I look at it from one angle, it's terrifying because it takes me a year to write a play, and we're writing a play in 3 weeks.
A play developed in 3 weeks, one person's shows created in about 2.5 weeks. Much that happens during the two-week showcase sounds like an artistic tightrope walk. Michael Landman says, yeah, that's about right, and that's what part of the responsibility of instructors should be.
If you're an actor and you're waiting for a paying gig, in the meantime, you could be working on your art by creating a one-person show. And if you do it well, you actually, it's easier for a producer to hire you. There's only one person. So for me, it's so invigorating to see these artists creating deeply personal material that they are then are going to feel empowered as they go out to continue to embrace the techniques that they're learning and not waiting. Well, it's my responsibility as a teacher, and I think in our department, to send these people out there creating new work. So yes, it's incredibly invigorating for me to watch these guys do the work that they're doing.
The new play showcase from the Boar's Head Players begins tomorrow night with the reading of Todd Taylor's work Calculations at Nadine Baum Studios at 7:30. The reading of Prince Durin's Delta Secret Saturday night at 7:30, also at Nadine Baum. The rest of the schedule extends through June 29th. You can find a schedule at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.